In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. The Gospel of this Blessed Sunday is the reading from the Gospel of St. John, and it's telling us about the story of the man born blind and how God healed him and the Lord Jesus Christ created an eye for him. There is more serious problem that was in the people around this man, the Pharisees. He was physically blind, but those people were spiritually blind. And one of the manifestations of spiritual blindness is the inability to see oneself. And sometimes we find ourselves like those Pharisees. We see the mistakes in others very clearly. We can point and say, this man is telling a lie, this behavior is not correct. But when it comes to oneself, we are totally blind to the mistakes that we are in. And there are many reasons why we might have this problem. We are not able to see ourselves. The first reason is that it's a tendency for a lot of people to avoid confronting themselves. They don't have time for themselves. They can spend time talking, working, entertaining themselves, but when it comes to I look to myself and I confront myself, they don't have time for this. Sometimes people, when they look to in themselves and see a problem, they fall into self-pity. And I feel like my weakness is because of others. I am innocent. I am only committing this sin or this mistake because of the people around me, but in myself I feel like I am okay, I am fine this way. Sometimes people also are avoiding themselves, facing themselves and the reality by seeking after the feel-good Christianity, going selectively with the Bible, going sometimes to churches where they do not face any word of like condemning the sins, and they feel like, I'm okay, I go to the church, and I hear the word of God, and I feel okay. I'm a Christian, I'm a believer, and I'm a religious person. I go every week to the church. But is this going to make you to face yourself? Of course not. Another reason why sometimes people, they do not see themselves clearly, is because they keep on quenching the Holy Spirit inside them. The Holy Spirit will talk. And he will tell you every day that this is something not approved, is not right, this is wrong. But more and more, the more we ignore the Holy Spirit, the more his voice will fade and we will be no longer to hear it. At that time, when the Holy Spirit is no more talking, then man will feel okay. I am fine. I am not rebuked by my conscience. The Holy Spirit doesn't say anything to me simply because I quenched the Spirit by ignoring the Holy Spirit day after day. Sometimes also we fall into this spiritual blindness because we have a bias. A bias or being captive to a loved sin. The Pharisees resisted the Lord so much because they have a bias inside themselves in to prove that the Lord is not a teacher. He is not the one who is sin. Because if he is the one that got sin, then they have no role anymore. Then this bias made them all the time to be focused on rejecting his teaching, opposing his deeds. They don't want to see reality. They don't want to face themselves and see how far they are from the word of God. Sometimes also one of the reasons why people are not able to see themselves is because they feel so much offended when they are instructed, corrected, or maybe criticized. That's why you find those people, they avoid totally to have a session with their father of confession or spiritual father. And whenever it happens that someone would correct them, they turn it into a personal thing. This man is attacking me because he doesn't love me. He is giving me this criticism because we are not getting along together in a good way. And we turn the instruction into a very personal thing. Why you felt so much offended by somebody criticizing your deeds? Simply because I don't want to face myself. I don't want to admit that I have a mistake and I have a problem, and what the people is saying is the reality. Sometimes also the people who fall into this spiritual blindness are unable to see themselves because they fall into being wise in their own eyes. This person is happy with what he thinks about himself. He feels like he understands everything and all the people around him. I need no more to know. All the knowledge was granted to me, then I am okay. I look to myself and see I'm fine. I'm happy with whatever I am in. The Bible clearly is teaching us that we should not be wise in our own eyes. Yes, maybe the people say about you this, but because they don't know you. But when it comes to really knowing myself, I am the best one who can judge myself and say that I am far from wisdom. This is how we should be all the time thinking. Sometimes also we are not able to see ourselves because we are deceived by ritual practices and outside service. You find people coming to the church every week, maybe serving here or there, doing some of the charity. Then they feel, I am okay. By doing this, I am fine. But what about repentance? What about really watching over yourself and see the mistakes or the sins that is growing inside you? This is totally ignored. I feel content with my acts and deeds and service. I don't feel need to judge myself and examine my heart. Sometimes people are not able to see themselves clearly because they surround themselves with the people who approve them. This sometimes happens with the people in authority. They want so much to be surrounded by the people who upload to them and say this is a good deed, well done, and then they will never hear reality. And whenever they hear it, then they start to separate themselves from those people. And they categorize people into friends and enemies. Friends are those people who approve me, those are my friends. The people who say something against what I'm doing are my enemies. And then we are totally away from each other. I don't want to hear from those people because they don't like me. Being surrounded by people only who approve will make us to fall into this spiritual blindness. Another reason why sometimes people are not able to see themselves clearly, because they measure themselves against false and deceiving standards. You find someone, look to the people around him, maybe in the church, maybe in the community he lives at, his work, and he feel okay. I'm fine. I'm much better than all of those people. But what about the Bible? It's totally ignored and neglected. Why? Because it's a clear mirror. Whenever I will look at, I will see myself clearly. This deception of comparing myself to others will fall. And then the Bible, being that accurate, that honest, I will avoid it. Don't compare yourself with others, and don't think of yourself that by not doing this and this, you are a good person. This is not how God is going to judge us. We will be judged according to the word of God, not what about others compared to you. Another reason why sometimes people are not able to see themselves clearly, because they care and seek after the approval of men, not considering what God is thinking of me. You find those people who are totally insecure. They only try to look to the eyes of the people around me, and they feel okay whenever others are approving them. They feel that they are fine, they are doing well in their life, because the people around me are saying about me good things. This insecurity will make them all the time to be men pleasers. I want to seek the approval of those people. I want people to be happy with me. What about God? What God is thinking of me? It doesn't care. I don't see him. I see the people and those people whom I care most about what they think of me. Sometimes also people are not able to see themselves clearly because they secure themselves under the cover of phony humility. Like talking about how I am unworthy, how I do not deserve. By saying these words, they feel secured because others will say about them that they are humble people and good people. But when this self that we are trying to cover under this faked humility will be hurt or touched by a criticism or maybe an insult, you find this self rise, wake up, and then start fighting and hurting everyone around them. Those people who are saying that we do not deserve, we are not worthy, whenever they are maybe instructed or somebody had a conflict with them at the church, they fight back. And then it's a big deal, a big problem. Why? You were saying about yourself that you do not deserve. Why you felt offended when someone told you that you do not deserve? It's because self is covering itself and I cannot see it. The old man is hiding and I cannot see him until he is touched or hurt by someone. We have to do our very best in order to be able to see ourselves clearly. There is no way we can change or we can achieve any progress in our relationship with God unless we will come to the point where we can see ourselves very clearly. At this moment, we will be seeking after God's help. And at this moment, we will be granted grace in order to recover from our sins and mistakes and to be restored back to God once more. Glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.